Here at the station, we are practicing safe social distancing, not only, across the chair from me here with Scott in the studio, but all of our normal guests that we would have in studio with us are now checking in on the phone, including Whitney Chaney from Downtown SLO. I know that Farmers Market has been postponed in Downtown SLO, but it's still going on in some other areas. She's going to tell us about some of the things with Downtown, though, that are going on. Good morning, Whitney. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. We're missing all the smiling faces here at the radio station. But
I know.
But we are so glad that you guys are keeping safe out there and still making sure everybody's happy.
Yeah, and same to you. Thanks for staying on air and keeping us informed.
Now, I know that there is no Farmers Market right now. But
that is true.
Tell me a little bit about what's going on downtown and some of the things you are working on.
Totally, yeah. So just before we get too far ahead, I just want to make sure everyone knows only the Thursday night market is not operating. So certified markets around the county still are. So I want you to continue to support the farmers in other ways, even if you can't do it Thursday night. And we have a list of all of the farmers markets on our website at downtownflow.com/support-our-vendors.
Very good. That's important to do.
Yeah. So I just want to make sure everyone knows that it's not all markets. It's just our Thursday one right now. And that's just due to the size and the logistics of it. So we hopefully will be back up and running soon. But in the meantime, support those markets elsewhere.
And as you support all the farmers markets out there, too, I saw a couple of pictures up for a local farmers market the other day, and it didn't look like people were doing their best to socially distance at those. Make sure that if you're going, that you're still keeping the safety guidelines in place as you go to buy fresh produce. That's important.
Totally, yeah. I mean, we have to kind of step up individually and kind of self-police ourselves. Otherwise, this isn't going to work. So when you go to the markets, make sure you have a list already. Even though we love shopping and lingering and talking, this isn't the time to do that. So it's really the dynamic of a market has kind of changed where you're going in to just get your groceries and kind of head out. So make sure you have your list ready. That'll minimize lingering and crowds gathering. Make sure that you're staying away from people. I know it's kind of weird to kind of shy away from people, but it's important to keep your 6-foot distance. Use the hand sanitizer stations that are located throughout the markets. Those are free and available, and please use them. And then also let the farmer give you the produce. Don't select anything yourself. Let them handle everything. So there are a few things that you can do personally that'll allow everyone to enjoy and be able to continue operating.
All right, very good. Hey, let's talk downtown St. Louis for a little bit, because I know there are so many different types of businesses. There's restaurants, offices, people live down there. There's hotels.
Yeah.
There's things like museums and art galleries, and all of them are affected in different ways, aren't they?
Totally. So obviously we have the shelter at home in place right now. And because of that, it's caused a lot of our businesses to really pivot completely and do different things. We have, like, I don't know if you've seen Novo Restaurant. It's not even a restaurant anymore. It's a grocery store. And it is actually quite phenomenal what they've done. They've totally redone the entire front indoor eating area. And you can go in and get all your essentials, as well as frozen soups. You can get cocktails to go. It's like this whole experience in there. So if you haven't seen it and you are feeling healthy, go down to Novo, support them, get some toilet paper while you're doing it. And it's really cool to see how these businesses have kind of stepped up to this challenge, this unfortunate challenge, but they're finding ways to make it work for them, and so we need to continuously support them.
I was going to say, one of the things I know as we talk about downtown businesses, too, I know there was a survey done pretty recently that showed that for almost everybody in the county, downtown San Luis Obispo is a pretty important thing, isn't it?
Totally, yeah. So we need to make sure that it's still there when we get through this, which it very much will be, but we want these businesses to be able to, once we get the green light to open those doors, we want them to be able to open those doors immediately and not have a further challenge ahead of them. So anything we can do as a community to support them is super important. Old Slow Barbecue is offering a pay it forward program where if you order food, you can add a $5 donation, and that'll cover a meal for someone in need. If you're looking for some free meditation, which I think we all could probably benefit from, So Yoga Center is doing a free daily meditation via Zoom at 8 a.m.
Nice.
You can find more information about that on their Facebook. Some other cool programs we have. Back Porch Bakery, they're not located downtown, but they're actually doing this cool program where every morning at 7, they start, it's free pastries to anyone that wants them, and it's a donation-based program. And then if you list a downtown business or any business that's a customer with them in the donation, the money goes towards offsetting the open invoice with those bakeries. So they're kind of doing this cool full-circle moment where, like, Kreuzberg is getting their invoices offset by their community, so there's other ways to go about it. But the best way to find all this information is we've created a digital online website that shows you all of the currently operating businesses, and it's downtownslow.com/ virtual downtown flow. Okay. So everything has gone online, but it's an important thing to go online, find ways to connect with your businesses, and then put the money back into our community.
That is really good. Now, what's that website again?
Downtown Flow, so downtownslo.com/virtual/downtownflow.
Okay. Now, I also noticed that there is a that you've got some resources available out there for businesses that want to find out more about the COVID-19 and getting updates and things like that, too.
Yes. So we've been all hands on deck with our staff. We've created a website as well. If you just go to downtownflow.com, you don't even need any of the backslash stuff. You'll see everything on our homepage. We've kind of really pivoted to make sure that that's the most prominent thing. And we do have a resource page for COVID-19 that speaks to, you know, the loans that small businesses can get, the resources they can get for helping with website management, connecting with funds and other things like that. Employment layoff, you know, that's a huge concern, so we have resources there. It's a really cool kind of just capture. I know there's so much information being pushed out there that you don't really know, like, where to turn. So we're trying to capture it all in one place so that you can go through it and figure out, as a business owner or as a community member or as a laid-off employee, anyone can access it and really kind of find what speaks to them and how they can move forward.
All right, sounds good. So it looks like you've got, I'm just scrolling through the page at the same time here.
Yeah.
So you've got your website, you've got some special pages. You've also got just your normal Instagram and Facebook pages, too. I'm sure a lot of information getting pushed out there.
Totally, yeah. It's actually, if you have an Instagram, or even if you don't, you can access pages online. But I encourage everyone to get an Instagram, if only just to keep in the know, because that's how most of the information for these businesses is being pushed out. It's kind of in the moment on Instagram. We're sharing as much as we can. So if you follow Downtown Flow on Instagram, you'll get all the updates as we find them. But yeah, it's been pretty crazy on the social media front, how news is being transferred and shared, and it's crazy. But it's been really touching to be connected in that way, since we can't personally be connected.
Well, I know that I think the world has changed, and I don't know if we're ever going to go back to what we were before, but we will definitely grow out of this and be a stronger America. There's no doubt about it.
Definitely, yeah, and I have full faith in our community. It's been so inspiring just in this 1 week, that the change and the support and things. So I hope that we continue forward, and we're all in this together for sure.
All right, well, we're going to put all the links we talked about up on the website. People will have a chance a little bit later on today to go to find out more. And again, Whitney, if they'd like more information, give me the website, give me whatever you'd like to for people to contact Downtown Flow.
Definitely. The best way would just be go to downtownflow.com, so downtownslo.com, and you can get from that homepage all the resources you need. If you have a direct question, we are working remotely, but we are accessible via phone and email. You can call us at 805-541-0286, or you can email us at reachus@downtownflow.com.
All right, so don't forget, help out the restaurants, help out all the businesses downtown. Go to a farmer's market somewhere on the Central Coast, even though the Downtown Flow one is on a temporary hiatus. It'll be back again. We've been talking with Whitney Chaney from Downtown Flow. Whitney, thanks for checking in with us, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you. It's great to hear from you.